Well, right around the country, there's a shortage of foster carers, and this is resulting in kids being placed into hotels and motels for lack of anywhere else to go. Now, that's certainly not an ideal situation, eh? And the Benevolent Society, who supply a lot of foster parents, are understandably concerned. Matt Huey, you're the senior practitioner of their Fostering Young Lives program. Is the problem a rise in the number of kids or a drop in the number of foster parents?
There's a rise in kids coming into care, unfortunately, but there's also a big shortage of carers going on across the state and actually across Australia, and we're really struggling to find carers that are able to care for these children and young people, whether that be short-term or long-term.
You work primarily in New South Wales. At any one time, how many kids are in hotels or motels and what are their ages?
Estimated just over 150 kids across the state, starting from about 3 years old right up until about 18.
So you got a three-year-old kid in a motel?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not their fault. They're sometimes they're just removed from unfortunate situations and they're put straight into a hotel because there's nowhere for them to go.
My God. I understand that a lot of these kids have a physical or psychosocial disability, and that must make the situation even more challenging, mate.
Absolutely, and that's why becoming a carer does have challenges, but it comes with great rewards, and it's really hard to find those carers that are able to really stand by the children and really help them get through those difficult times.
I'm talking with Matt Huey from the Benevolent Society. Matt, so you need people in the community who are willing to help those kids. What are the key attributes of a good foster carer, mate?
Definitely patience, love, lots of love, and being able to accept that they do come with challenges, but they come with great rewards. And we really want carers that are inclusive and want to include the child's biological family, a part of their... Because we want an open and transparent, team working around the child. Everything, we want child in the middle, everyone working around to support them as best as we can.
So a foster parent doesn't act on their or work on their own. You actually support them.
Absolutely. It's a team approach. You're never left alone. You're training, you're support, 24/7 support through us. And then we do assessments to make sure we've got really strong support networks surrounding the carers and surrounding the children.
Matt, does foster caring need to be full-time or can you do it if you have a regular job?
You can do it if you're working full-time, part-time, casual, whatever it might be. If you come forward, we can discuss what options would be, what you'll be able to do. And you're able to care whether you have one weekend free a month you can dedicate. That's respite care, or you know that you can take a child for 6 months of the year. You can do short-term, and short-term can go up to 2 years, or you can do long-term where the child is with you from whatever age they come and potentially right up until they're 18.
Now, you talked a bit about the benefits, mate. What are the benefits?
So when I speak to the carers that I have, that I'm working with, the benefits that they see is seeing the growth of someone just them becoming themselves and having the opportunity to really flourish and just become completely feeling safe and moving forward in their lives.
So, Matt, how can people find out more?
Well, you can give us a call on 1-800-236-762. You can talk to one of our care recruitment team specialists or head to our website, which is benevolentsociety.org.au.
God bless you, Matt. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Great. Thanks, mate.